"Is Mr. Rochester living at Thornfield Hall now?" I asked, knowing, of course, what the answer would be, but yet desirous of deferring the direct question as to where he really was.
"No, ma'am. Oh, no. No one's living there. I suppose you're a stranger in these parts, or you would have heard what happened last autumn. Thornfield Hall is quite a ruin. It was burnt down just about harvest time. A dreadful calamity. Such an immense quantity of valuable property destroyed, hardly any of the furniture could be saved. The fire broke out at dead of night, and before the engines arrived from Milcote, the building was one mass of flames. It was a terrible spectacle. I witnessed it myself."
"At dead of night?" I muttered.
"Yes, that was ever the hour of fatality at Thornfield."
"Was it known how it originated?" I demanded.
"They guessed, ma'am. They guessed. Indeed, I should say it was ascertained beyond a doubt. You're not perhaps aware," he continued, edging his chair a little nearer the table and speaking low, "that there was a lady, a lunatic, kept in the house."
"I have heard something of it."
"She was kept in very close confinement, ma'am. People, even for some years, were not absolutely certain of her existence. No one saw her. They only knew by rumour that such a person was at the Hall, and who or what she was it was difficult to conjecture. They said Mr. Edward had brought her from abroad, and some believed she'd been his mistress. But a queer thing happened a year since. A very queer thing."